Last Friday was Heishvat, Yutzat of the Svasemes, Zuchoyna Rebuchel, was Nifta 118 years ago. This presentation is based on Svasemes Pasha Zucha, Tuf Reish Mem Wuf, Tuf Reish Mem Tes, and Tuf Reish Samach Dalet. Instead of addressing the beginning of Parshas Beshalach and the Shire, for change we'll reference the right at the end of the Seder. Vayuvay Amulek, Vayiluchem, Yisuel, Berefidim. As of last week, we were still in the Pesach mode, Parshas Mboy. So perhaps it's appropriate that we start with four kashas. Number one, after Shachas, today some people say the Zchiras. We have the first two Zchiras, which start with Leman Tizkor Es Yoim Tzeischu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecho. The second we have is Zucha She'usa Lecho Amulek. But note that the first is concerned with the liberation and the second with the evil deed, and not the victory. Note the words, Yoim Tzeischu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, as we're celebrating the Exodus. Ashe'usu l'chu amulek is medayik on the activity, the evil deed that they did. Why is it taka like that? That Mitzrayim, 210 years, 400 years? And this is something which we just speak about. Yoim Tzeischu, Ikiv Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amulek, it's not that. It's Eisa She'usilcho, what did he do? Second question. Vayachloish Yehoshua. During the war, he weakened them. And there, we thought eventually the combat was over. The war was done for. You might have expected the soldiers to dust themselves down and carry on with life. But no, the war has just begun. Milchumo Lashem Ba'amulek Midoya Doya. This is going on for generations. The war has just started and it will last until Moshiach comes. Ki Muchoi Emche Ezeicha Amulek Mitachas Hashemayim. Question number three. Why is this the Eibishter's personal vendetta? That we call it Milchumo Lahashem Ba'amulek Midoyodoy. Even his throne and his name are incomplete, subject to the decimation of Amulek. And finally, question number four, what relevance is this mitzvah of Zucha have to us in 2023, when we cannot even identify an Amuleki, and even if we could, we certainly couldn't do much about it or harm him. So we got four kashas here, right? We'll recap them again later. It's vital to establish the purpose of the creation of the world. The famous introduction of the Mesillas Yeshurim, Tachlis Hu'udom Bo'elumoy, is essentially that man was created to serve the Eibishter through Torah, mitzvahs, and to magnify Kevod Shemayim. Such a basic mission is not one to slip your mind. One cannot forget this fundamental tenet. Give you a mushel. In 2 decades' time, the following scenario is likely. Self-driving cars. I comfortably sit in the back seat, give my instructions to the internal computer, drive to Broom Lane, Manchester. Broom Lane. Giving the postcode, of course. I find the car driving southwards towards the M25 instead of the M1 north. I said, Manchester. No reply. After several minutes, I shout my instructions yet again. The following reply comes from the sat-nav. You want me to get soaking wet while you stay warm, dry and cozy inside, and I'll be parked and drenched in rainy Manchester. We're going to Bournemouth, where the sun is presently shining, and I can enjoy the weather too. Unusual, no? The car's purpose is to get me to my destination, not to consider the car's own preferences, especially if they are contrary to my own. By the way, that wasn't the Sfasemis' motion. I'll give you another one. Second. A tish with thousands of Hasidim looking towards the Rebbe as he has completed his first Torah on Friday night. His close gabbe enters, holding a steaming bowl of soup covered with another plate to maintain the heat. But he can't yet put it down in front of the Rebbe, as protocol dictates. As long as the Rebbe is discussing Torah, the gabbe must wait. Thereafter, the Rebbe proceeds to distribute l'chaim to many people. The gabbe is still holding the soup.
Getting cold.
Subsequently, the Rebbe instructs the Oilem to sing Kol Mekadosh. At this point, the gabbe removes the top plate, takes a silver spoon, and proceeds to eat the soup himself. What happens next? Nothing. You know why? Because it simply doesn't happen. Some things, like cars arguing with their drivers, don't occur.
They don't answer back.
A mistake might be understood if you took the 13 bus to Victoria and you got off at Park Lane in error. You have maybe momentarily forgotten where you were supposed to get off and to alight. However, if you're an astronaut with NASA preparing 4 years for flight to Jupiter, and you got on the 240 bus to Edgeway instead, that is simply ludicrous. You've lost your entire sense of direction. That is shikho. The three luring factors that distort the real focus, as the Mishnah lists, are hakina, hatava, Vahakuvat. And everything boils down to one of those three. But how did that occur? How did the car redirect to Bournemouth? How did the gabbe actually drink the Rebbe's soup? And how did the astronaut get to Edgeware? If we were created for another tachlis, how is it possible that the entire world is heading in the wrong direction? Permit me to read to you a Medrash Tanchime at the end of Parshas Ki Seitze. Kol zman shezaroi shel amulek kayom bu'oilom kunof mastir es hapunim. As long as the existence of Amulek is present in the world, the wing, or a wing, covers the face. Not just blurred, but obscured, literally creating a blind spot. Plainly, as long as Amulek exists, that distortion of the most fundamental tenet of Yiddishkeit is threatened. Therefore, an Oyvet Hashem is constantly impeded by this shikcho, having to consistently redirect his real focus of purpose for existence. A man goes to work, which is a correct and upright pursuit. He wants to be Nehene Miyagia Kapov. This could be bound with the cognizance of working through a day, but connected with the Shulchan Aruch. Ribbes, Oinua, Baltulin, Yoisha, Emes, all the things associated with a day's work. But with Shikcho, it is a focus of purely making money. Not how one can serve one's creator through a day's work. I reflected even in the realm of Shiduchim. We have a mitzvah. Lahas yes bitoy, to marry off a child. Is it to find a Balmides, a Talmud Chuchem, a Yirai Shemayim? But now Amulek enters the scene. And I'm consumed. I say I, because everything within this presentation applies to me personally. And consumed. Fancy surnames. Which car the Mechitin is driving. Which hotel he visits for Pesach. Greece, Italy, Dubai, maybe Thailand. But the opposite of Shikcho is Zikuroi. On Shabbos, the theme is Zikuroi Lemase Bereishis. We pick up the Kiddush cup and the thing we say on Friday night, Zikuroi Lemase Bereishis. Let's refocus and remember, why was this world really created? On Shabbos we eat differently. We, hopefully, daven differently. And we are more in tune with the real goal. This helps explain why Zuchar became Shabbos Zuchar. Why don't we have the Torah reading on Purim? Or on the date that the actual battle took place? Sometime after Pesach, although it's not clearly identified. But Shabbos, however, is the perfect time for Zechira, the antidote to Shikcho, as we sing joyfully in the Zmiras, Yoim Shabbosoy, Ein Lishgoyach. Permit me to recap. We have now answered 3 out of our 4 questions. The first one we asked was, you have after Shachris 2 Zechiras. The first one was, Leman Tizkes Yoim Tzeizchum Etz Mitzrayim, Kol Yom Echayecho, and the stress is on the Yoim Tzeizcho. And on the second, by Amulek, we mention Zucha Ashe Usulchu Amulek, where the stress is on the evil perpetrated and done by Amulek. We focus on the nation and their obliteration and not on their salvation. Forgive the poetry. The answer is because that war is still ongoing, and until Mashiach comes, we are battling with it. Similarly, in the second question we asked, wasn't this war over by Vayachlosh Yehoshua? They'd won. The soldiers had prevailed. Dust yourself down, let's move on. But no, The war has just begun. Because now there was this descent of intense shikha. Yet the Eibishter's war with his arch enemy is just beginning. Why is Amulek? Incidentally, the Lushan is Kimuche Emche, that's a future tense. Why is Amulek described as the Eibishter's arch enemy? Milchumola Shem Bamulek Midurde. And the answer is, as the purpose of the creation of the world and the Eibishter's master plan has now been challenged, causing us to literally lose the plot, as we described. Now we approach the fourth question. What relevance has this mitzvah of Zucha Eis Asher Usulachu have to a Yid in 2023, when we cannot even identify an Amaleki, less to even harm him? So let us explore a Mishnah from the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah, famously sung by the London School of Jewish Song. And there the Mishnah finishes. Elo loy maloch, shekol zman shehoyu Yisrael mistaklin klapi malo, meshabdim es libom laaviem shebashumayim. What happened? Hoyu misgabrim veimlav hoyu noiflim. So essentially, the translation of this Mishnah loosely is to tell you that and during the time that Yidden were looking upwards and they concentrated and focused their heart towards the Rebbein Shloim, to their Father in Heaven, they were successful and they prevailed. But if they didn't, they were defeated. So let's analyze carefully. Soldiers are going to war. Which soldiers? B'char lonu anoshim. Rashi expounds. Anushim yireichet. The rifle in their hands. The telescopic lens above. Are they looking through it to focus on their target before shooting? No. They're looking upwards towards Moshe, with his hands extended towards the sky. Have you ever fired a gun without aiming? I wouldn't try. Could have very dire consequences. Yet here the Mishnah says clearly that if they looked towards the enemy, they were being defeated. However, if they looked heavenwards towards the tzaddik with his hands towards the Rebbein Shloilam, every bullet hit its target. Isn't this clear enough? There's your formula. Connection with the Eibishter equals Zechira. And that is the strategy of fighting Amulek, who represent Shikho. Thus, in 2023, the intensity of our connection with the Rebbein Shloilam is by emulating Moshe. Meshabdim es libom la'avihem shebashumayim. This will contribute to the ultimate decimation of the effects of Amalek. We will prioritize what has been deprioritized. There's a story of a Kalina Chuset called Reb Zalman Brizel. He was nifted about 20 years ago. After the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, he was tying his shoelaces, muttering under his breath, over and over, Yemach Shemoy V'Zichoy, Yemach Shemoy V'Zichoy. He was not a Holocaust survivor. Someone overhearing him asked, "What's all this brin about?" Rab Zalman explained a similar thought as the Sfas Emes conveyed. To quote the Lushan of the Sfas Emes, "Ki kefi rov hislahavus lesitre de kadisha, kein soinim lesitre achura." With the intensity of the passion and the alacrity towards the sitre kadisha, towards holiness, so will the responsive hatred be towards the sitre achura of tumah. As I'm tying my shoelaces, I'm focused on tying the left lace before the right. I'm not just putting on a pair of shoes, but I'm actually fulfilling a halacha. I'm serving the Eibishter, and thus I am fulfilling my tachlis, and I'm concurrently eradicating Amalek. Let us not forget that Amalek's toxic contribution of Shikho has its DNA from Alter Seide, called Esav. We return to the famous episode in the beginning of Toldos. The Gemara in Bava Basra relates that on this very same day that Avraham Avinu was Nifter, Esav committed the following five avairas in one day. It's an accomplishment. One, Shvichas Tumim, he murdered. Two, molesting a Naro Hamaruso. Three, he was Koife Be'ika. Four, he was Koife Betrias Hamesin. And five, he was Mevaze the Bechoira. All of these are derived from Psukim. If you check the Gemara, because it wouldn't be enough time to go into one by one, but they are all taken from the passage at the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Now I ask you, the first two, Shvichas Dumem and Boilema Naro Marusu, carry a death penalty. The second two, Koifer Be'ike and Koifer Betrias Hamesim, a Yid forfeits his entire Olam Habo with those two. Excuse me. Yet, there's not a single Se'iv in the entire Shulchan Aruch that says, Usa Le'udam Levazois Es HaBechor. Which of them does the Torah refer to of all the five? Vayivez Esav Es HaBechor. The other four don't appear, only in the Medrash and the Gemara. The Balaturim comments that it only twice does it say the word Vayivez in the entire Tanakh. Once by Esav, Vayivez Esav Sabchoro, and once by Humon, Vayivez L'Shloach Yod B'Mordechai Ki Hu Yehudi. Of course, Humon was Einike of Esav. We can speak about this Balaturim for an entire Shia, but essentially to speak about the DNA of Esav is Vayivez. It's important to highlight at this point the similarity between Letzunas and Shikro. Letzunas means making light of something important. We would call it in English scoffing. Now note, the Letz does not deny the facts, but he ridicules matters of severity. And that's the Shoresh of Ashe Korcho, cooling off process. You cannot really forget something of great importance, like your wife's birthday, or your anniversary. That was the tzunas, by the way. But if you ridicule it, it's no longer that important. And can thus slip your mind with shikha. Now we appreciate this genetic vayives and asher kolcho. It allowed Amulek to jump into scalding water. To quote Rashi, afal pi shenichfo, he got into serious trouble, he was burnt and scalded. Atzula members would call it first degree burns, right? Nevertheless, hikru oiso bifnei achayrem, the outcome was a contribution. Afal pi shenichfo, he got severely scalded, but he managed to cool down the waters for others. This might be the message behind the current slang. Chill out, mate. Which really means, relax. Therefore, Vayives is the chill factor that promotes shikro. The Torah stresses only that part, Vayives, in the narrative, as this is the core characteristic of Esav, of the Dosis Esav, Vayives, Letzunas, which equals Shikro. The other virus, the other four, were simply iniquities that he happened to have transgressed on that day. One day, we hope very soon, we will merit seeing V'uli Moshiim Bahar Tzion Lishpoit es Har Esav to re-establish Hashem Shulaim V'Kisoy Shulaim, realizing ultimately V'hoi Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Hu'uretz when V'yoy Mahu Yiyah Hashem Echad, Ishmoy Echad. Thank you.